我们先给青年人有机会先离开。
First, give the youth of the church an opportunity to leave for their own service.
感谢主，我们有，我现在大概看看，大概有50多位要到隔壁去有英文的崇拜。
I praise God, there are almost 50 or more of them who will have their own English service.
如果在我们中间有第一次来的。
If those of you among us are the first time in our church,
很简单的报告一下，我们隔壁在同时有一个英文的崇拜。
Perhaps we should explain to you that simultaneously, along with this service, we also have an English service going on in the other building.
刚才我们听诗班唱你真伟大。
Just now, our choir sang for us, How great thou art.
神实在是伟大。
God indeed is great.
因为他是无所不在。
Because he is everywhere.
非常的奇妙，他在这里悦纳我们的敬拜，也在隔壁悦纳这些年轻弟兄姊妹的敬拜。
He is here receiving our worship, and he is also at the other building receiving the worship of our youth.
当然，今天在普天之下奉主名聚会的地方，主也在他们的中间。
In fact, God is present in all places which are gathered in His name.
我们非常欢迎诗班回到我们中间。
We welcome the choir back with us.
他们有2个月的时间休息。
They have had 2 months of rest.
养精蓄锐，今天唱这个你真伟大的诗歌，我们感谢赞美主。
They have trained hard and rested well for this song.
我知道在我们中间有很多第一次来聚会的。
I know there are many among us today who are here for the first time.
有的休假完现在回到我们中间的。
Some perhaps came back from a long vacation.
有的出去旅行也回到我们中间。
Some have went out for travel and now returned.
感谢赞美主。主预备那么热的气候，火热的来欢迎各位回来。
And I think we should really thank God for preparing this really warm weather to welcome you back warmly.
我不知道圣灵为什么会做这样的工作，非常特别，非常这个安排非常奇妙。
Sometimes I'm amazed by the arrangement of the Holy Spirit.
你们如果看今天的周报，今天的题目也跟今天的气候有关系。
Because the topic for today seemingly corresponds to the weather very well.
所不同的一个热是热在外面，我们的题目所强调的是里面的热。
The only difference is that the weather is hot on the outside, and the topic for today is that we should be on fire in the inside.
感谢主，这是一个很好的兆头。
This seems to be a good sign.
今天有许多的基督徒只有外面热而里面不热。
A lot of Christians perhaps are warm on the outside but cold inside.
有的人里面热，但是外面表达不出来。
Some perhaps are on fire inside and yet cannot express themselves.
感谢主，今天让我们思想里面要热，但是外面也求主给我们能够流露出来。
And so today, as we meditate on how we should be on fire for the Lord, we should also correspondingly show forth in our actions.
感谢主，刚才我们一同读完启示录第三章关于老底家教会的这一段主的心意。
Just now we have read from the scriptures God's will for the church in Laodicea.
在我们过去所读的启示录第二章第三章查考这七封书信的时候，
In the past we have looked into these 7 letters to these different churches in the chapter 2 and 3 of Revelation.
今天我们要所思想的老底家教会是大部分的弟兄姊妹所比较熟悉的一段的经文。
The church in Laodicea is perhaps familiar to most of us.
我希望我们在过去查考前面六封书信的时候，对其他六个教会也多少开始有一点熟悉。
But it is also my wish that you are also familiar with the 6 other churches that we have studied.
我们知道今天我们要查考的这一段经文，主给老底家教会的信。
The letter to church in Laodicea today is the scriptures that we are studying.
有一个比较特别的地方。
There's perhaps a little bit more special here.
跟其他六封书信来比较，这封书信是只有责备而没有称赞。
Compared to all the other letters, there's only words of rebuke here and no words of praise.
虽然在撒迪的教会也是充满许多的主的责备。
Although to the church in Sardis, there were many words of rebuke.
但是在第三章第四节说，在撒迪教会里面还有少数几个人是不错的。
But even in that letter, in verse 4, God commended them that they have a few people who have not soiled their clothes.
换句话说，我们相比之下就发现老底家教会在主的眼光之中几乎是一无是处的教会。
So comparatively, seemingly, the church in Laodicea has no good thing going for it.
但是弟兄姊妹，请我们特别注意这件事情，虽然这个教会是个非常不好的一个教会。
But let us pay attention that although this church is not very good,
但是主告诉约翰，叫他写信的时候，他说：“你要写信给老底家的教会。”
Still, Jesus asked John to write to the church in Laodicea.
可能以我们的标准来看，我们说这个教会根本不能上榜的，根本不算正式的一个教会。
Perhaps if we were to evaluate this, we might even say this should not be even called a church.
最严重的一件事情就是说，他们把耶稣基督拒之于门外。
Perhaps the most important thing here is that they have even shut Jesus out.
请问，如果在基督教里面而没有基督，这个基督教就变成教而已。
If Christianity is without Christ, then it's only a plain religion.
我们知道基督教虽然被哲学或者是被文化他们所分化在宗教的这一个分类的里面。
Also, Christianity, although Christianity has been characterized as a sort of religion and philosophy.
但是我们知道我们所信仰的不是单单宗教而已，这是一个生命的体验，是一个生命能力的一个信仰。
Yet we know that we are not believing in just a set of creeds, but a life experience and a life itself.
如果基督教，如果教会没有耶稣基督在其中，这还是一个教会吗？
Indeed, if a church is without Christ, how can we continue to call it a church?
在我们看，老早把它撇在一边。
Perhaps we would feel that this should no longer be listed in the list of churches.
但是弟兄姊妹，请我们记得主耶稣称呼他为老底家的教会。
But let us pay attention that Jesus continued to address them as the church.
我举一个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
一个人有七个孩子。
A person has seven sons.
里面有一个孩子不务正业。
Or seven child, and one of them has gone astray.
为非作歹。
And committed crimes.
一无是处。
And people would consider that person a delinquent.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，难道他就变成不是他的儿子吗？
Would this person then be not considered a son?
坏儿子还是儿子。
Although he may be a bad son, he is still a son.
浪子还是儿子。
The prodigal son is also a son.
很多时候我们的看法常常不能体会我们天父的看法。
Perhaps sometimes we have neglected how our Heavenly Father feels.
真的今天在基督教的圈子里面，在基督教的描写里面，好像路加福音十五章那个浪子的故事一样。
Perhaps we should consider ourselves just like the prodigal son in the parable.
弟兄姊妹，我们记得信徒再软弱，教会再没有见证，他还是神的儿女，他还是属于神的教会。
Let us be reminded that even when we are weak and we cannot testify for the Lord, we are still considered His children.
我们若从路加福音十五章浪子的故事里面，我们看见今天教会的光景。老实说，不是我们被上帝弃绝，乃是被我们的兄弟弃绝。
If we look at ourselves, in the light of the parable of prodigal son, perhaps we can understand that we have not been forsaken by our father, but by our fellow brothers and sisters.
原来我再说一遍，今天基督教的光景，不是说这些信徒被天父弃绝，乃是被我们的兄弟所弃绝。
In the light of today's experience, the believers today are not forsaken by God Himself, but by their fellow brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，让我们牢牢记得一件事，不管我们多伤天父的心，我们还是他的儿女。
Let us be reminded that no matter how much we have hurt our Heavenly Father, we are still His children.
但是今天天父没有弃绝我们，我们竟然弃绝我们主内骨肉之亲，我们的弟兄，我们的姐妹。
Yet today, although our Heavenly Father has not forsaken us, we have the gall to forsake our own fellow brothers and sisters.
今天教会的光景用那四个很残酷的字来形容，我想我们都会同意，就是相咬相吞。
If we characterize the church of today, perhaps we say there are many struggles, internal strife.
弟兄姊妹，今天的问题不在乎神弃绝或者不接纳我们，乃是我们彼此之间不能相互的在爱的里面彼此接纳。
The problem seems not to be that our Lord is not willing to receive us, but we are unwilling to receive each other in love.
兄弟阋墙这四个字成为今天地上教会的一个很糟的见证。
Seemingly that brothers in the church are opposing one another.
我由衷的盼望，当我们查考这七封书信的时候，我们不是看完这些书信开始学会怎么样批评论断别的弟兄别的教会。
My sincere wish is that after we have studied these seven churches, we will not turn and rebuke or judge other churches.
让我们从这七封书信开始学习怎么样自我反省，让我们自己检讨，调整我们与主与天父之间的关系。
Let us learn from these letters how we can readjust our relationship with our Father.
这七封信我说过，是主借着这些信写明他在末世的时候对教会的心意是什么。
I have mentioned this before, that through these letters to these seven churches, our Heavenly Father has revealed to us His will for the church in the last days.
请弟兄姊妹，我们翻回到启示录第三章十四节到二十二节。
Let's turn back now to chapter 3 of the book of Revelations.
十四节到二十二节。
And we will focus on verses 14 to 22.
今天我们没有时间把整段的圣经讲完。
We will not have the time to go through this verse by verse.
我们希望今天和下个礼拜两次把这一段的圣经跟大家一同思想。
So I will use two sermons to meditate with you about the message to the church in Laodicea.
刚才林弟兄带我们读过这一段经文的时候，
Just now as we were led to read these words,
如果我们有一点印象，稍微比较一下过去我们所读过的那六个教会的这个书信的情况。
Perhaps in your memory, you have compared how this church fared with other churches.
老实说，老底家教会还不错的。
Actually, if you look at it, you might feel the church in Laodicea is not too bad.
你看这个教会没有犯什么严重的大罪。
Because if you look at this letter very carefully, there aren't many mentions of great sins.
别的教会犯奸淫，而且吃祭偶像之物。
Other churches have sinned in adultery or have partake in food given to idols.
你看老底家教会没有这个问题。
But here we do not see our Lord rebuking them in this fashion.
别的教会受异端的搅扰。
Other churches were hurt by heresies.
有巴兰的教训。
The teachings of Balaam.
有尼格拉一党的教训。
The teachings of the Nicolaitans.
有耶西别假的女先知。
They have false prophetess Jezebel.
老底家教会的信仰似乎蛮纯正。
But here there's no mention of this. Their faith seems to be pure.
而且老底家教会也没有外面的逼迫，也没有外面的压力。
Seemingly, they do not have any persecution from the outside.
但是弟兄姊妹，虽然这个教会没有生活见证不检点的地方，
yet although this church do not have any outward conduct that we can pick on,
虽然这个教会信仰没有不纯正的地方，
although their faith seems to be pure,
但是在这封书信里面，我们看见主耶稣只有责备没有称赞。
But here we see our Lord Jesus has only words of rebuke for them.
到底主责备这个教会责备什么地方？
What is our Lord rebuking them on?
我们今天看十五节到十七节。
In verses 15 through 17.
我再读一遍，请各位看你们的圣经。主耶稣在这里说：“我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热。我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热。所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。”
I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich. I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind and naked.
主耶稣在这里起码提到两件事情。
Here our Lord Jesus mentioned two things.
弟兄姊妹，当年主怎么对老底家教会的弟兄姊妹说话？但愿今天我们在主的面前同样领受主的心意。
Dear brothers and sisters, these words were written to the church in Laodicea, but they are also written to us.
主耶稣说，你们第一个毛病，你们第一个失败是什么呢？是不冷不热。
Our Lord Jesus said, your first point of failure is that you are neither cold nor hot.
主耶稣不是说你半冷半热。
Jesus did not say you are half cold and half hot.
主耶稣不是说你有冷又有热。
Jesus is not saying you are cold and hot.
主耶稣说你又不冷又不热。
Jesus is saying you are neither cold nor hot.
你如果半冷半热，有的时候还可以热乎一下。
If you are half cold and half hot, perhaps at certain times you can be revived.
你有冷有热，有的时候还热那么一下。
Because at maybe at certain times you can still be hot.
这个教会在主耶稣的眼光来看是也不冷也不热的一个教会。
But in the eyes of Jesus, this church is neither cold nor hot.
到底不冷不热在信仰上代表什么？
What does this represent in the context of our faith?
他们没有冷到不聚会不听道。
Perhaps they're not cold to an extent that they're not coming to meetings to listen to sermons.
但是他们虽然没有冷到不聚会不听到，但是他们也没有热到把听到的道把它实行出来。
But perhaps they are neither hot enough such that once they've listened to these sermons that they're willing to live it out.
他们也许没有冷到不读经不祷告。
Perhaps they are not so cold that they have forsaken the daily habit of reading the Word of God.
但是他们没有把读经和祷告真正热到我们生活的不同的层面里面。
But they have not taken this into their everyday living.
我记得有一次在台湾有一个学生告诉我。
I recall an experience how a student in Taiwan had shared with me.
他说李牧师，我好像一个吊在半空中的基督徒一样。
He said, Pastor Lee, I feel like I am a Christian who is in the middle of the air.
我不在天上，也不在地上。
I feel that I do not belong in heaven, and yet I am not of this earth.
我看到比我高的有许许多多热心爱主的基督徒。
I compare with other people, and I see there are so many Christians who love the Lord so much more.
他说李牧师，我真羡慕他们能够过在地如在天的生活。
And Pastor Lee, let me tell you, I really envy their kind of living that they, although they are on earth, they live as though in heaven.
我真羡慕他们在主里面的一个喜乐。
I really envy the joy that they have in the Lord.
但是我上不去。
But I cannot go to that, that level.
我看上面，然后我看下面。
After I've looked above, I look below.
我看见许多的非基督徒。
And I see all these non-Christians.
天天享受那最终之乐。
Every day they partake in the happiness in sin.
他说李牧师，说实话，我也蛮羡慕他们。
And pastorly, let me tell you truthfully, sometimes I envy them as well.
但是羡慕归羡慕，我又不甘心下去。
Yet although I envy them, I do not feel I can go and partake in the same things.
他说李牧师，我又上不去，我又不肯下去。
So pastorly, I cannot neither progress or degenerate.
在这一种情况之下，他说我心里面多么的痛苦。
And he continued and told me how badly he felt.
如果有人帮助我提拔我一下，让我进到那个阵营，多么美丽呢？
If somebody would only give me a hand and pull me into this level of living as though in heaven.
如果我不要负责，有人推我一把，把我推下去，我也愿意。
On the other hand, if nobody is willing to pull me up, if I can be turned away from the responsibility and someone pushed me down.I am willing also.
换句话说，这个年轻人所发出来的呼吁，好像是今天许多基督徒里面痛苦的写照。
And seemingly, the words of this young man is a truthful picture of a lot of Christians today.
你说他不是基督徒，他又是的。
If you say he is not a Christian, that is not correct, because he is.
你说他是基督徒，但是他自己又觉得很不配。
Yet on the other hand, if you characterize him as a Christian, he feels that he is unworthy of the title.
所以我们越来越看到老底家在这里所描写的这个光景，不冷不热，是今天许许多多我们的经历，也是今天基督徒的写照。
And the situation painted by this church in Laodicea is indeed a picture of all of us.
请注意，主耶稣说：“我巴不得你或冷或热。”
Please pay attention that Jesus saying, "I wish you were either." Cold or hot.
我去查这个希腊文，这个冷和热到底是什么意思。
I was puzzled by these words, so I went and looked into the original Greek, the meaning for cold and hot.
我发现这个冷字在希腊文是代表冰冷的意思，冰凉的意思，不是单单普通的冷，而是零度的那样的冷。
The word used here, the original Greek for the word cold, is actually icy cold.
那个热呢，不是说温暖的热，而是滚烫的那个热 ，boiling hot.
And the original Greek for the word hot is not just warm, it is actually boiling hot.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣说我巴不得你或热，我们都了解。
Brothers and sisters, we all understand what Jesus meant when he says, "I rather that you are boiling hot."
但是我们没有办法了解主说为什么我巴不得你或冷。
But perhaps we cannot understand why Jesus is saying, "I wish you were icy cold."
主耶稣在这里好像说，你要冷就冷得痛快，你要冷就冷到像冰那样冷，不要不冷不热。
Seemingly, Jesus is telling us, if you want to be cold, then be cold to the icy point.
为什么呢
？Why?
为什么主要我们像那么冷呢
？Why is Jesus asking us to be that cold?
不冷不热，照着刚才解释，不是还不错吗？起码他还有读经，起码他还有祷告，起码他还有聚会。
Perhaps we should say this is not such a bad point to be. At least that person is still reading the scriptures, praying, and coming to meetings.
难道主说要他冷到一个地步，连读经祷告都不要了吗？
Is it Jesus meaning that he wants us to even forsake those things?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道 主耶稣在这里当然不是说希望我们冷到那么冷，他乃是告诉我们说，一个冷到极点的人比不冷不热的人还要有盼望。
Perhaps we all understand that Jesus is not encouraging us to be like this, but perhaps he is saying that a person who is icy cold has more hope than a person who is neither cold nor hot.
因为冷的人他知道他一无所有。
Because a person who is icy cold realizes that he has nothing.
因为一个冷的人好像路加福音讲的那个罪人的祷告，他知道他在神的面前一无是处。
Perhaps that person is like that sinner who prayed in the gospel according to Luke. He knows that he is unworthy of anything.
但是不冷不热的人。
But a person who is neither cold nor hot,
他有一些侍奉。
He perhaps still has certain services.
那一点点的侍奉。
Perhaps a little bit.
那个侍奉使他在神的面前不感觉到他真实的需要在哪里。
But because of that tiny part of service that he has, he does not feel his true need for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，主在这里说，我巴不得你或冷或热，不是说主要我们走极端。
Here Jesus is not encouraging us to be extremists.
主说，我巴不得你或热的意思是要我们绝对，而不是要我们走极端。
Jesus is asking us to be absolute.But not to be extreme.
今天在信仰的里面，许多人没有办法分辨什么叫做走极端，什么叫做进入绝对。
Perhaps a lot are confused about the difference between being absolute and being in the extreme.
今天有许许多多的基督徒，他们热心到一个地步，热到一个极端的里面。
Some Christians, unfortunately, are so hot for the Lord that they are in an extreme position.
主不要我们进极端，主要我们进入他真理的绝对里面。
Our Lord wants us to be in the absolute truth of His presence.
在一开始，主怎么称自己呢？
How did Jesus describe Himself?
他说，我是那位阿们的。
These are the words of the Amen.
什么叫阿们呢？
What does this mean?
今天很多人问我说，李牧师，什么叫阿们？
A lot of people ask me today and say, Pastor Lee, what does it mean to say Amen?
据说在香港有一些广东话的教会，讲广东话的教会。老一辈的人他们祷告完他们最后不讲阿们，他们用另外一个字来讲。
I've heard that in Hong Kong a lot of older people when they pray they do not end with the word Amen but end with other statements.
他们用省三所云这四个字来代替阿们这两个字。
They use the words may our hearts content be heard.
或者说阿们很简单就是 so be it, 但愿如此的意思。
But the word Amen perhaps carries the meaning so be it.
在香港是如此，在台湾也是一样。
This is the situation in Hong Kong, but in Taiwan we also have similar conditions.
在台湾有一些老一点的一些长辈的弟兄姊妹，他们祷告完了以后，他们不是说奉主耶稣基督的名求阿门。
Some do not end with the prayer with the words Amen.
他们是用心简缩管心正所愿这个四个字来代替这个阿门这两个字。
They also use different words to end their prayers.
主耶稣是一个绝对的主。
Our Lord is an absolute Lord.
所以今天在你我的身上，他神儿女的身上，他也是有一个绝对的要求。
And that is why for us he has an absolute demand.
阿们不只是在祷告末了最后的一个字而已。
The word Amen is not to be used just at the end of prayers.
主耶稣在约翰福音里面常常说话，他说我实实在在的告诉你。
You recall how Jesus in the Gospel of John always contains the statement which was translated in other versions, I truly, truly, I say to you.
什么叫做我实实在在的告诉你，你如果去看原文的圣经，看希腊文的圣经，很简单，我阿们阿们的告诉你。
But if you look into the original Greek, again, that does not mean truly, truly. Actually, Jesus is saying, Amen, Amen, I tell you.
主今天在我们的身上有一个要求，就是让我们进入真实的里面。不是在虚假的当中。
The demands of Jesus upon us is that we should be truthful and not be in falsehood.
讲到信仰的绝对。
When we talk about the absolute of truth,
我愿意很简单跟大家分享一个我个人认为很基本的观念。
Perhaps I should share with you what I feel is a very fundamental concept.
我们常常听见人家这样告诉我们。
We often hear people say the following.
特别是一些长辈还没有信主的长辈对我们说。
Especially those who are further advanced in their age, and they would say this to us.
他们说信基督教是好的。
They would say, "Oh, believe in Christianity is good."
但是千万不要入迷哦。
But please do not go to an extreme.
那么换句话说，迷信是他们非常担心我们陷进去的一个毛病。
They seem to be worried that we would believe in Christianity to an extent that we become quote unquote superstitious.
弟兄姊妹，到底迷信是什么意思？
What does superstition mean?
这些长辈关心我们信教不要信到入迷的地步，到底这个迷信有什么含义？
What do these elders mean when they say you can believe in Christianity but do not believe to an extreme?
我对迷信有两个看法。
I have two understanding in this.
第一个迷信的定义是迷迷糊糊的相信叫迷信。
First, perhaps we can call superstition as somebody who believes with no reason.
他信是信，但是他信的根基是建立在人云亦云、道听途说的基础上面。
The foundation of this person's faith is built on because others have said this, and so I believe.
你说他信了
，you say he has believed.
但是他说不出一个所以然来。
But if you ask that person, he cannot give you a rational explanation.
你问他信主多久
？If you ask how long have you believed in the Lord?
他可以肯定地告诉你信主的年代。
He can tell you, oh, I've believed for so many years.
但是对于他的信仰，他却没有办法说出一些道理出来做这样的一个见证。
But if you ask him the rationale for his faith, he cannot give you a set of reasons why he believes.
求主帮助我们脱离这种的迷信。
And I ask God to help us to leave this stage of superstition.
让我们的信仰有根有基。
So that our faith is built upon firm foundation.
让我们的信仰有基础。
So that we have foundations.
我常常说，我们要不信就不信。如果要信的话，我们要清清楚楚、认认真真的信。
I have mentioned this before. If you don't want to believe, fine. But if you want to believe, let us believe on a firm foundation.
迷信另外一个含义是什么？
There is another side to the statement of being superstitious, though.
或者不要用 superstitious 这个词，就是它。也许到一个很 radical 很 fanatic 的地步，他到一个非常狂热的地步，他信到一种程度，他愿意为信仰抛弃一切。
Perhaps we can characterize this with a better word than superstition, and that is he becomes so overzealous and frantic or becomes an extremist.
我记得早年我读到胡适先生讲的一句话。
I remember words spoken by Mr. Hu, who was a famous Chinese.
胡适，我们知道他在离开世界的时候，他还没有真正找到真理，没有真正信仰这一位永生的神。
We know that this person, when he left the earth, he did not found true rest because he has not found truth.
他说了一句发人深省的话。
But yet he has said a statement which gives a lot of meaning.
是冲着我们基督教来的。
He spoke this in the context for Christians.
请注意他怎么说呢？他说：“如果我相信你们基督教所说的十分之一，我真正的相信你们基督教所说的十分之一，我一定要比你们这些基督徒热心十倍。”
He said, "If I only truly believed in 10% of what you Christians say you believe, I would be at least 10 times more zealous than you are."
这句话是对基督教的一个很大的挑战。
This indeed is a true challenge to Christians.
也是对基督徒的一个很大的讽刺。
And he is indeed actually quite insulting.
他说，如果我信你们今天所说的十分之一，我担保我要比你们热心十倍。
He is saying, if only I have believed in 10% of what you say you believe, I would be at least 10 times more zealous.
他所说的话里面的道理是什么？
What is the meaning in his statement?
弟兄姊妹，信仰的对象和内容决定我们信仰的行动和生活。
The object of our faith determines the way we live.
我再说一遍，信仰的对象和内容决定我们信仰的行动和表现。
The object and the content of our faith determines how we live according to that faith.
事实上，不只是宗教如此，政治界也是如此。
In fact, not only does this apply in religion, but also in politics.
所有在地上的一些政权，在他们开国的时候，都有一些所谓对他们的主义和理想迷信的一些人，他们为着他们的理想抛头颅洒热血，才得到那个国家的这样的一个成果。
All political powers, when they first start, need the investment of certain people who truly believe in their ideology and willing to give their lives.
在两个多月以前
Almost 2.5 months ago,
我收到一份这个从 Arizona 那里一个华人教会的周报，他们教会的周报。
I received a bulletin from a church, Chinese church in Arizona.
事实上那个教会他们一个月他们就会把他们的周报寄给我，我们有一点交换，彼此参考一下。
In fact, they always send their bulletins to us monthly, and we send our bulletins to them as an exchange.
在他们的周报的背后有一个小的简报。
But this time, when I looked at the bulletin, on the other side, there is a small clipping, a news clipping.
我看了那一段话，我心里面实在很受刺激。
And when I read those words, I was deeply moved.
是一个法国的共产党徒的宣言。
These are the statement of a communist in France.
他的题目是直接向基督徒挑战。
The theme for his announcement is a challenge to Christians.
我没有时间把整篇的东西跟大家一起读出来。
I do not have the time to share with you the entire content of this announcement.
不，我读几句话让大家参考一下。
But perhaps I would just read for you a few statements here.
他一开始怎么说呢？
What does he start?
他说你们基督教的福音是社会改革中比马克思主义更有力的武器。
He started his announcement by saying the gospel message that you Christians preach is actually a more powerful weapon than the Marxism for changing society.
但是他接着说你们基督徒终究仍将败在我们共产党徒的手下。
And yet you Christians ultimately have failed in the face of communism.
他说纵然你们基督徒数以百万计，虽然你们基督徒有100万以上，
although you Christians number more than a million,
在我们法国我们共产党徒只有寥寥几个人。
In France, the number of communists perhaps number only a few.
接下来他引用我们圣经的话。
And then he used the words of the Bible.
他说你们不要忘记基甸和那300勇士的故事。
But do not forget the story of Gideon and his 300 warriors.
人多没有什么了不起。
Just because you are more numerous does not mean you are more going to be victorious.
他说我们领到了薪水以后，
he continued, after we receive our salaries,
我们只留下生活所必须的数目。
We only keep that which is absolute necessary.
其余的钱我们全都捐献出来做宣传之用。
All the rest we give to the Central Committee for propaganda.
为了做宣传的工作，
so that we can publicize our cause.
他说我们还奉献了所有闲暇的时间。
We also give up all our leisure time.
他说你们基督徒为福音广传所花的金钱和时间，
comparatively, you Christians compare your amount of time and money that you have given to the cause.
老师说微不足道。
He said, according to my estimates, this is minimal.
你们根本没有真正的牺牲的精神。
You have no true spirit of sacrifice.
别人怎么相信你们的福音有至高无上的价值呢？
So how can others be convinced that your message contains truth?
无可置疑的。
Undoubtedly,
我们共产党徒将赢得最后的胜利。
Communists will have the last victory.
因为我们深信共产主义。
Because we truly believe in what we preach.
而且要为共产主义牺牲一切。
And we are willing to sacrifice everything.
甚至我们的生命。
Even our lives.
来实现社会的正义。
So that social justice be upheld.
而你们基督徒。
Yet you Christians.
连举手之劳都不愿意。
Are unwilling even just to raise your hands.
因为你们怕你们的手弄脏。
Because you are afraid that your hands might be dirty.
对我来讲，只有一件事是值得全力以赴的。
To me, there is only one cause which is worthy of my entire
being. 就是共产主义。
And that is communism.
它是我的生命。
It is my life.
我的事业。
My job.
我的信仰。
My faith.
我的嗜好。
My hobby.
我的情人。
My lover.
我的妻子。
My wife.
我的主宰。
And my lord.
还很多。
And it continues on.
他最后他说我们被形容为疯狂的分子。
And he continued at the end by saying we have been described as mad zealous.
是的，我们是这一种人。
Said yes, this is truth.
我们的生命正是被这一股无可比拟的原动力所支配。
Because our lives are being motivated by this force.
我没有办法再读下去。
I cannot continue reading this.
这个周报他后面写了几句话。
And after this news clipping, there are a few words written at, in this bulletin.
他说我们登这篇东西不是自揭疮疤。
The editor says we publishing this is not just to show our own wounds.
他说呢是让我们在主的面前好好的思想我们对信仰的态度到底如何。
But to remind us to meditate upon our attitude towards our faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，我们现在慢慢能够体会到为什么主说我巴不得你滚烫。
Perhaps now we can understand why Jesus means I would rather you be boiling hot.
很简单的说。
Put it very simply.
我们说传道人有 full time, 有全时间的传道人，有 part time, 有部分时间的传道人。
Sometimes we say we have full time preachers.And we have part-time preachers.
上个礼拜我在加拿大领会的时候，我听周主培牧师讲了一句话。
Last week when I was in Canada, I heard Reverend Chow mention something.
他说我们从来没有碰到一个 part-time 的共产党员。
Said I have never met a part-time communist.
他们都是 full-time.
They are all full-time.
但是今天我们的基督徒却有全时间和部分时间的分别。
Yet when we come into Christianity, we find the difference between a full-time.Worker and a part-time worker, or even a full-time Christian and a part-time Christian.
弟兄姊妹，求主帮助我们，让我们不是不冷不热而已。
May our Lord help us so that we are not in this situation.
在十七节，我们看见主提到他们第二个毛病。
In verse 17, Jesus continued to point out their second mistake.
他说，你们说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你们是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
The people in Laodicea thought that they are rich, that they have acquired wealth and do not need a thing, but Jesus is rebuking them that you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
前面是耶稣说的，后面是，前面是老底家教会说的，后面是主耶稣说的。
In the beginning, we see how the church in Laodicea thought of themselves and how Jesus thought of them.
弟兄姊妹，很明显的，老底家教会对价值的判断和主耶稣对价值的判断是不一样的。
It is obvious then that they have different systems for value.
请注意他们怎么说呢?
Please pay attention to what they are saying.
他说我是富足的是已经发了财了。
The church in Laodicea said, I am rich.
七个城市,我们所看到小亚细亚的七个城市,有人研究老底家是最富有的一个城市。
Some have analyzed these seven churches in Asia Minor and have concluded that the city in Laodicea is perhaps the wealthiest city.
因为在西元六十一年的时候，老底家有一次很大的地震，整个城因着地震的缘故被毁掉。
Because in about AD 61, there was a tremendous earthquake in that vicinity, and the whole city collapsed.
历史家告诉我们说，在短短的时间里面，他们自力更生，没有要求任何外面的援助，他们把这个老底家城把它盖回去。
But according to history,without any outside help, the citizens of this city in a very short period of time was able to rebuild the city completely.
这独立重建家园不是一件简单的事情。
This is not an easy task to rebuild your city independently.
这句话是对的。我是富足已经发了财了。
So in a sense, when they say we are rich and that we have acquired wealth, this is true.
但是他的话的问题关键在什么地方？
But what is the problem here then?
请注意他说我是富足已经发了财下面他就跳到一个结论。
Here, after they said that I am rich, that I have acquired wealth, they concluded,
我富足我发了财所以我一样都不缺了。
Since I am rich and I have acquired wealth, therefore I do not need anything else.
这句话一点不陌生对我们来说。
And indeed, we are all very familiar with this kind of saying.
这是今天世界上非常流行的一个价值观。
And this is indeed the value system prevalent today.
只要我有钱。
As long as I have money.
有人告诉我说他常常在梦想希望突然之间发一笔横财。
Some have shared with me how they even dreamt about becoming a millionaire overnight.
如果突然之间有一笔横财我很多的问题或者所有的问题就迎刃而解。
If only I would have come across a certain source of wealth, then all my problems will be solved.
所以很喜欢去玩那个numbers game, 我不知道是叫什么啊 lottery. 那么希望去这个装的新电话，赶快看看后面几个号码，赶快去买那个号码。
So a lot of people today perhaps play the lottery numbers game, And after you put on a new phone, you look at the four digits at the end and you say, ah, perhaps today I should buy those four numbers.
去年我们从芝加哥回来的时候,
last year when we came back from Chicago,
我们买了一个 K car.
We bought a K car.
听说我们教会现在很多弟兄姊妹很流行买 K car.
And I've heard that a lot of people have very good remarks about the car.
买了这个车以后就去申请一个新的牌照。
And after we bought the car, we applied for a new set of registration plates.
我们这些事情都不知道。事后，我们一个邻居，就是我的左边隔壁的邻居，跑来告诉我。
All these things that I'm telling you, we did not know at the time when it happened. But afterwards, our neighbors came and told us.
他说：“李牧师，你实在害死我。”
He came and rebuked me and said, "Pastor Lee, you know you have caused me tremendous harm."
我给我太太骂这个一塌糊涂啊。
I have been scolded severely by my wife.
因为我们两个人看见你们买了一部新车。
Because the both of us saw that you bought a new car.
看见你们新的车牌。
And then we saw your new license plate.
我太太就告诉我。
And so my wife told me.
赶快去买这个 lottery.
Go and buy the lottery.
这个隔壁李牧师这个车牌后面三个数目字，就照那个三个数目字去买。
And buy those three digits, which are the license plate number of Pastor Lee.
这个丈夫没听他太太的话。
The husband did not listen to his wife.
据说我不知道，据说那天晚上那个 lottery 的那个号码拿出来，就是我这车牌后面的三个号码。
I have heard that indeed that night the winning numbers were the three digits of my license plate. I cannot confirm that, by the way.
给他一讲，我心里面有一点酸酸的。
When he mentioned that, I feel a sense of loss.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们发现，我们总是觉得钱财可以解决一切的问题。
This seems to just confirm the prevailing attitude that if only we have money, then everything will be fine.
我发了财，
if I become wealthy,
我富足了，
if I have acquired wealth,
一样都不缺少，
then I will not have need for anything.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这句话对吗？准确吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, is this statement true?
我们有了钱财是不是真的一无所缺呢?
Is it really true that after we have acquired physical wealth that we will not need anything?
我们今天人除了物质上的需要以外,
besides our physical need,
难道我们没有精神和心灵里面的需要吗?
Is it true that we do not have any spiritual needs?
物质上面的富足能不能够解决我们心灵里面的空虚和痛苦呢?
Can indeed material prosperity fill the emptiness of our spirits?
难道我们不是看见今年有许多的现象是物质丰富，灵性贫穷？
Have we not witnessed so many cases of actual physical wealth but spiritual poverty?
我们记得路加福音十二章，耶稣说了一个故事。
Are we not reminded of the parable that Jesus have said in Luke?
有一个财主，
there was a wealthy man.
财源滚滚而来。
He has large sources of income.
他耕种。每一次都有丰收的收成。
He has had bountiful crops.
哇，他心里面开始有一点担心。
So he began to worry.
那么多钱怎么办呢？怎么处理呢？
What am I going to do with all these harvests?
他就突然自作聪明想到一个很好的方法。
And so he thought to himself and came up with a beautiful plan.
我把小的这个仓房把它拆掉，盖一个更大的仓库。
I will rebuild my warehouse to a much larger one.
让我这些收成有地方可以囤积。
So I can store all my harvest in there.
他做完这些事以后，
and after all this,
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
这个人就对自己说话。
Jesus said, this person spoke to himself.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说灵魂啊，灵魂。
He said, my spirit,
或者 my soul. 他说我的灵魂啊，我的灵魂。他说这些东西可以给你做多年的享用。
And he boasted to himself that all these can be your for years to come.
弟兄姊妹，当我们想到这里的时候，主耶稣接下来说什么？
And when we hear this parable to this point, Jesus continued and said,
主耶稣说了一句很重的话。
He said a very heavy sentence.
我们中国人翻译的比较客气一点。
The Chinese interpretation was actually a little bit more considerate.
主说无知的人。
We say, the Chinese version said foolish man.
Maybe
ignorant man.
但是我们看英文，看原文。说你这个笨愚笨的人。
The Chinese version was a man without knowledge, but the English version was very blunt, you are very foolish.
在神的眼光中， 这是一个无知的人。
In the eyes of God, this is indeed a person with no knowledge.
我们若认为物质的享受可以解决我们所有的问题，不是我说的，我们的主说这是一个无知的人。
Do not feel that this is what I say, this is what Jesus said.That if you feel material prosperity will solve all your problems, then you are a foolish person.
亲爱的朋友，物质的贫富不是衡量人生价值的唯一尺寸。
Dear friends, whether we are physically wealthy or poor is not the only standard for measuring our spiritual condition.
如果有人到 Boston 来，我们常常有机会带他们出去观光，去看看这个附近。
We have a lot of visitors from other places who come to visit us in Boston.
我们常常喜欢带他们到 Newport 去看那些大的 mansions.
And we will take them to different places to visit. And one of our favorite spots is to bring them to Newport in Rhode Island.
那么给他们开开眼界。
And so we will lead them along.
这里面有许许多多悲剧的故事。
Yes, these houses are tremendous, beautiful to behold.And yet, when we listen to the stories behind, we often hear tragedy, for the occupants.
我们今天不看教会外面，我们回到教会的里面，因为这一封书信是写给老底家教会。
But perhaps we should not, dwell on what happens on the church outside, because this letter is written to the church.
难道今天在教会的里面，我们也有相同的流行的这样一种价值的观念吗？
Is it not true that within the church itself,We find the similar value system.
老底家教会认为我物质已经丰富了，我就一无所缺。
The church in Laodicea thought to themselves that they are rich and so they do not need anything.
但是主说，你是又困苦，又可怜，又贫穷，又瞎眼，又赤身，是这样的一个光景。
But our Lord Jesus characterized them as wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
我们十月初我们教会有一次布道会。
In October, we will have evangelistic meetings.
我们在主的面前有一个很赤子一般的这样的一颗心愿在主的面前。
And we have this urgency in our heart that we would like to share with you.
求主让我们在主面前每一位属于他的儿女。
That all those who belong to him,
让我们能够心里火热。
That we are going to be on fire for him.
抓住这一次的机会来服侍主。
So that we can take hold of this opportunity and serve him.
有一次在一个小镇，有一个小的礼拜堂着火了。
One time in a small church in a rural setting, the church caught on fire.
那个教会不是很大。
It was a small church.
一着火的时候，很多人就来看。
A lot of people gathered around to watch the fire.
有一个基督徒发现在这些看的人当中有一个那个城里面很出名的一个反基督教的一个人。
And a Christian went and witnessed the whole thing and saw that among the crowd, there was one person in the town well known for his opposition to Christianity.
他很好奇的就问这位先生。
And so this Christian, out of curiosity, asked this person.
他说我从来没有看见你离教会那么近过。
He said, I've never seen you so close to a church before.
你知道这个人怎么回答吗？
And you know how this person answered?
他说我也从来没有看见你们的教会那么火热过。
He said, I've never seen your church on fire before.
语出双关。
Yes, his words has two different levels of meaning.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在主的面前，我们是在求主恩待我们，怜悯我们。
And we ask that our God has mercy on us.
让我们真是能够火热为主。
So that indeed we can be boiling hot for our Lord.
我们请再好的讲员来。
Even if we can invite better speakers.
如果我们的见证不能配合讲员所说的。
If our own personal testimonies cannot fit what the preachers preach.
我们请他来也是徒然。
It is worthless for us just to invite our friends to come.
求主把这样火热的心赏赐给我们。
May the Lord give us this zealous heart.
下个礼拜我们要再从老底家这一封书信看到底我们怎么样能够火热起来。
Next week we will still meditate on this letter to see how we can be boiling hot for the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, we'd like to thank you because you indeed is a God who knows our hearts.At the appropriate times, Lord, you remind us. And we thank you, Lord, because you told us yourself that those that you love, you rebuke and discipline. Lord, we thank you for this first rebuke from the pulpit. And we come before you and we cannot but confess to you that we have been in this lukewarm condition too long. Lord, as we put our sights onto what's happening in this world, we're reminded again on what we've learned during the summer conference that you are going to be back very soon. And Lord, you have given us this opportunity now that we can share this good news with other people. So Lord, within the next few weeks, please help us to really live and experience the good news ourselves. So that we are first convinced of this and willing to share with our dear friends and relatives. Lord, we do not know how many more opportunities we would have. And we ask that this will not be just a spurge of enthusiasm, but that this attitude of being zealous for you be a long-term thing.
Amen.
We ask that you continue to speak to each one of us. And we ask that you discipline and rebuke us in your very own ways.
Amen.
For each one of us. We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请我们打开279首。
Let's turn to hymn number 279.
279首。
279.